This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. Okay, so a headline today in Medical News Today talks about same-sex behavior in animals. And apparently there were researchers out of Syracuse, UC Berkeley, University of Texas in Austin, Yale, New Haven, and Syracuse, all kind of looking at why we have such a propensity or a acclivity to same-sex activities in the animal kingdom and what could be the evolutionary advantage to it. And, you know, they think maybe they looked at lions, some species of lions preferring same-sex activity, pigeons. They say pigeons, for example, prefer to be with another bird of the same sex than remain alone. I love how, you know, you have five universities, right, converging on this as research in terms of if a pigeon wants to hook up with a lesbian pigeon. We still need to fight cancer and figure out the cause of autism and, you know, all the other stuff. But that's okay. It's okay. It's interesting. It's interesting science. But I got to admit, me as a doctor who went to UNLV, and I majored in biology, minored in chemistry, I took a lot of science, including evolution, I was very intrigued by the prevalence of homosexuality. In medical school, we were taught that 1 in 8 men are gay and 1 in 6 have experimented, male, female, more prevalent than that. And I was intrigued by that because, you know, throughout college, it was all about Darwin and survival of the fittest and natural selection. And so it was very heterosexual based, the science and how we were able to, you know, pass on genes and how we were able to, you know, survive and become stronger, such that why would then, if there is such a drive, if Darwin was right, why would homosexuality be so prevalent in the animal kingdom, whether the human species or whatever? There's tons of species. You have it in cats, dogs. Let me tell you about cats. So, you know, Shake, Shakey Boo. So Shake was in this litter. It was a stray cat. Our friend's stray cat had two babies, well, multiple babies, Shake and Bake, for two boys, and we adopted both Shake and Bake, and called them Shake and Bake, of course, and they were brothers, and Shake would have sex with Bake, and I'm like, okay, first of all, it's a dude, and it's your brother. And I found that really interesting because that was my first exposure to homosexuality with cats. And Shake sleeps with all the girl cats. A lot of the girl cats play hard to get. So, but he just, it was very natural to him to have sex with his brother and have sex with the girl cats. And that's just the way it is. And they say you have dogs, cats, you have reptiles, fish, very, very common in the animal kingdom. There's a whole slew of animals that have same-sex relationships. So why? I always need to know why, okay? Now, if I could speak from experience, this is why I think you have to have a population of homosexual and heterosexual individuals. Because I think in the animal kingdom, the typical female might not like the aggressiveness of the male animal. And I've gone to enough zoos and enough aquariums where when that male species wants to mate, it's rape. I mean, these animals, they just jump you. Remember I told you about that tortoise that was trying to run away from the guy? And, you know, he mounts her and she actually yells, but no one's going to do anything. And, you know, and so we don't want to nature females fearing the male species or the male subspecies. So homosexual relationships might allow, or animals that are homosexual might allow less of that aggression and a trust to build. So every time I had a real bad experience with a guy, and I was like, okay, no more. I'm never walking out there alone. I'm not whatever. My gay friends would be there and I could do whatever. I could talk whatever. I could, you know, and it allowed me to re-fall in love with men. Gay men have had to be a part of my life forever, and I don't mean to stereotype, but they've been like the most awesome people in my life. I've relied on gay men even more than my girlfriends. And so I've never had a same-sex relationship with a girl, but with, you know, my gay friends, I end up bringing down my guard and then going back out there. And so I would have never probably met my husband or been with him if I didn't have, again, gay friends. So my guess is, because the animal kingdom is the animal kingdom and it's so rough that, or there's all this kind of, you know, pressure and, you know, mating, you know, that animals that, you know, if they want to enjoy sex, they and want to mate need to have those other relationships. That's my guess. Does that sound kind of Darwinian-ish? That's Dahlia's survival of the fittest. So anyway, these experts also discuss that too. They say if an animal is having sex with females, males, whatever, they increase their chance of getting pregnant because they're having sex with everybody. So that's the orgy theory. I don't know if that's actually named yet, but that's kind of the orgy theory, where if you're an animal out there and you're in the wild and you don't stop to check under the fur and you just mate with them, you have a higher chance than waiting and going, well, I need to kind of see and I need to decide. So that's kind of that theory. Yeah, it makes sense. Apparently, there were two male lions that were having sex. Maybe it's because also, you know, some of the females, maybe some of the males are like, I really can't stand the females. They drive me crazy. And again, maybe it takes homosexual male animals to get the males to go, you know what, just give her another chance, okay? I don't know. Okay, 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this headline caught my eye. No shock here. They say the number of Americans with a primary care doctor hits an all-time low. Why? Because regular visits are too costly for poor and rural residents. And just even in a regular city, my deductible's too high. So I'm not going to go to a regular doctor. I think a lot of people also don't want to go to a regular doctor because they think, well, if they go, then they have to follow up and they have to go back again. And people want to just kind of Uber when it comes to medicine. Rather than owning the car and having to constantly deal with the car and use the car, if you Uber, which is what a lot of people are doing, they find they save money because they don't need a car. So a lot of people are kind of Ubering their medical care, whether it's through telemedicine or urgent care. So they say the number of U.S. adults with a primary care doctor fell from 77% in 2002 to 75% in 2015. Trust me, that number is way lower. They say non-white males who are uninsured and live in the South are least likely to have regular primary care. For Americans without complex medical issues, primary care decreased over every decade of age through their 60s. So in their study, between 2002 and 2015, 4.18 million adults stopped having an established primary care physician. There's a lot of reasons for that. They say seeing a primary care doctor has particularly fallen out of favor with younger Americans and those without complex medical issues. Also, the doctor doesn't stay. I mean, I was around in 2002 and 2015, but then I closed my office in 2016. So if I was somebody's primary care doctor, I'm not theirs anymore. Many doctors left, closed up the shop, said, "Hell with this." So the team from Harvard Medical School says the downward trend is concerning because past research has shown that people with primary care have longer, healthier lives and are happier with their care. The study was published in JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association, Internal Medicine, and they looked at medical expenditure panel survey from 2002 to 2015. And the survey was run by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. They looked at the cost and use of health care and health coverage in the U.S. Keep in mind, it's an odd year grouping or sample size because, you know, health care expenditures were on the rise and deductibles weren't that bad in 2002, 2003, 2004. And then everything went sour in 2009. So it's kind of interesting. But maybe that's what they did. They tried to pick a span, you know, before and after Obamacare passage. And so what does this have to do with you or I? You know, whether you have a primary care doctor or not, what's the big deal? Well, one is we all end up having to spend money. So if you have people that are uninsured, especially in the South, they don't have primary care, they end up not getting their blood pressure taken care of or their diabetes taken care of, and then they end up having a stroke. Again, if they're uninsured, we pay for that. If we want to prevent the stroke, if we want to prevent the high blood pressure, if we want to prevent the kidney transplant or the leg amputation, they need to have a primary care doctor. See, I'm primary care. Family medicine, people say, oh, you're a GP. I'm not exactly a GP. I actually did a residency in family medicine. Family medicine is like a specialty. I'm a primary care doctor, but it's a specialty. GPs used to, you know, leave medical school, maybe do a year internship at that, and they could do anything, right? They later made actual board certifications for family medicine, where I had to be in residency for 3 years. Learn how to deliver babies, learn how to take care of kids, learn how to do geriatrics, learn how to do sports medicine. And then I was able to go out on my own. But with that, the big focus was prevention of bad diseases. When to follow up, how often to follow up, what should you do with the follow up. So for me, diabetes was an art. I diagnosed you with diabetes, pretty bad diabetes, because usually by the time you come in, never having seen a doctor, you're bad. Then I see you in 3 days. Then if I get your sugars down, I see you in a week. If your sugars are coming down, then I could see you in 2 weeks. If I have your sugars normal by then, I'll see you in a month. If you still stay normal, I'll see you in 3 months. And then I'll probably see you every 3 months, and then maybe even 6 months, if you're really good and in tight control. That was the good old days. Now, how often can you see your doctor exactly when you need to? Unless that visit is set up before you walk out the door, no. And, you know, I have a great doctor, a fantastic doctor, but, you know, if she has to deliver babies or if she has to be gone, my appointment gets canceled. And so my follow-ups are very erratic. Follow-ups are crucial. Because if you let months go by, things, you know, change, just like a mole. If I say, okay, you know what, I don't like the look of that mole. If it changes in the next, you know, 6 weeks, I'm going to biopsy it. Well, then what if you don't get in for 3-4 months? Now that mole could have really been cancer and it could have changed. So what is happening with medicine is if doctors think they're never going to see you again, they're going to feel like they have to take care of you now. Meaning, okay, you know what? I know you want Viagra. I know you want this. But you know what? I may not get to see you again, and I don't like that mole, so we're going to take care of that mole. And that's what I started doing later in my practice, is I was like, you know what? I know you're not going to follow up in a month, and I don't trust that skin lesion. So let me just biopsy it now and make sure it's not melanoma. Whatever's the most serious, I'm going to address. I know you want to talk about weight loss. I know you want to talk about, you know, getting off smoking and all that. But if you're not going to be able to follow up because you have a high deductible, I need to do whatever's life-saving now. And I noticed that I wasn't able to practice primary care like I wanted to. In 2018, U.S. government said Americans spent $3.65 trillion on health care. Yet, that's interesting because we didn't have a lot of people seeing us regularly because, again, their deductibles were too high. See, if you only had a $5 copay or, you know, the days of the $5 copay or $10 copay in the early 2000s, like, you know what, I will follow up in a month because it's only going to cost me $5 or $10. But if you have a high deductible and it's going to cost you $60 to $80, you're going to be reluctant to come in. So, medicine, this ACA, and I know many of you are unhappy with me because I criticize it a lot. And one of its high points and most popular provisions with the pre-existing conditions is kind of one of the reasons why we are here today. Once you told an insurance company that they had to cover pre-existing, that, you know, people, you couldn't decline them, you know, because they had a history of asthma or this, you had to pay for what they needed, the deductible skyrocketed. I mean, I saw it. It was like night and day. I went from a $500 deductible to a $12,000 deductible. And it's health care got crushed for the average American who needed to go in to see their doctor. And so many of us stopped. We stopped going. That's a problem. So if we're not getting our blood pressure checked, if we're not going in for colonoscopies, if we're not getting our mammograms, if we're not getting our stuff done, then things get found later stage. If you're going to be, you know, prone to getting breast cancer, we need to find that sucker early. You know? Late stage multiple sclerosis. There was an article saying we need to find, if you have numbness or tingling or weakness in your legs, or if you're not feeling right, you have got to get that diagnosis fast. There's not a lot we could do if your multiple sclerosis starts to become more pronounced. Same thing with pancreatic cancer. Same thing with, you know, colon cancer. I can't tell you how many people will call me up saying, yeah, it's a blood in the stool. Okay, when did you first notice it? Oh, it happened to me last year, and it happened to me a few times early this year, but now I'm calling. I'm like, if you had blood in the stool 2 years ago, we should have addressed it back then. And mind you, a lot of us blow things off, okay? We blow things off. That happens. But again, 2 years later of possibly having cancer, that's not good. So what do you do? What do we do with this information? I mean, what could you do? Well, I think what you need to do is, one, have a physical. Most insurance companies or most insurance plans will allow physical. And then you need to have a heart-to-heart with your doctor and say, look, okay, I can't, if I follow up, it's going to cost me a couple $100 out of pocket. So what can I do to check my blood pressure at home? What can I do to check my sugar at home? What can I do to check my cholesterol? Now, you can't ask your doctor to work for free. That's why these doctors are quitting, closing up the practice, and working for hospitals. Because when people don't follow up, you know, they can't stay in business. So don't ask them to do stuff for free. But you can have a conversation about what you could do to, you know, manage things at home. And then maybe limit the 6 times follow-up to maybe 4. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Authorities are on the scene of an explosion at the Beechcraft facility in Wichita, Kansas. A hospital says they are preparing for mass casualties. Beechcraft makes small airplanes, and the explosion was reported around 8 o'clock Central Time. A massive winter storm is blowing east across the southwest after dumping torrential rain and snow on Southern California, causing a nightmare of journeys in the middle of a busy travel time. Motorists were stranded on Interstate 5 and Interstate 15 for hours on end, and this motorist tells ABC News,
"It's pretty bad out there. Like, windshield wipers full blast. You can't even see. That's why I pulled in the gas station right now."
Interstates in California are back open now as the storm heads from west to east. You can expect snow, sleet, and freezing rain in the Midwest and Great Plains on Friday and into the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSOP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door."
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So dominating headlines is the impeachment articles and how the House is poised to impeach President Trump, who would be the third president, I guess, in our history to ever be impeached for what the Democrats say was a White House meeting and security assistance in exchange for Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky's announcing investigations of a Trump political opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, as well as his son Hunter, as a, quote, abuse of power. And they say that the White House directive to administration officials to refuse congressional requests for both testimony and documents that committees had requested was, quote, an obstruction of Congress. So what happens? So the House Judiciary Committee has released a 658-page report last night that describes the two articles of impeachment. It explains the charges and outlines that the Democratic investigators found. And the House Rules Committee is going to meet tomorrow to set the parameters for the debate and discuss any proposed changes to the Judiciary Committee's resolution. From what I understand, the panel has 9 Democrats and 4 Republicans, so I don't think there's going to be much movement with that. So they're probably going to vote to keep the text of the articles because majority rules, and then they're going to decide how many hours lawmakers will have to debate. Then House Democrat leaders have scheduled a floor vote on Wednesday, really speeding this along. That's according to 2 senior House Democrat leadership aides. So will there be, you know, will this be unanimous among the Democrats? From what we understand, no. 2 House Democrats are already defecting. I think Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey and Colin Peterson of Minnesota, they did oppose a resolution formalizing the impeachment inquiry. They are expected to vote no on the articles of impeachment, not enough to make this thing stop. But it does show that, you know, not all Democrats are happy about this. And again, if they are in districts where the impeachment of Trump is not a popular thing, they need to kind of vote by means of their, you know, constituents. They say top House Democratic leaders have described the vote on impeaching a president as a vote of conscience and have compared it to voting to send U.S. troops to war. I'm looking at this, and maybe I don't understand much about, you know, whether if somebody withholds aid, and people withhold aid all the time, and there happens to be a conversation months around the vicinity of holding aid, does that mean the two are connected? I don't get that. And I haven't been following the evidence. Maybe there is evidence that he withheld aid. Maybe he didn't. But countries withhold aid all the time. And you could almost take any conversation and say, you see, you withheld aid because you wanted them to do X, Y, and Z. So I don't know. Is that enough for him to leave? Well, from what we understand, the most recent poll found that 42% of Americans, you know, are for Donald Trump leaving, but that's it. Public seems to be split. That's still not a majority. American support for impeachment, you know, is starting to drop. In terms of Republicans, from what we understand, the Republicans voted unanimously against the House resolution. It takes the Senate to decide if the House does approve the articles of impeachment. It goes to the Senate. The Senate has to set aside all other legislative business and take it up. The articles of impeachment are compared to an indictment. The Senate is designated as a chamber that tries the case, with all 100 senators acting as jurors. Pelosi will appoint impeachment managers from among House Democrats to play the role of prosecutors. And then we have a Senate trial. And some of you are like, gosh, this has taken up a whole bunch of time. You know, and just for the Senate to say, no, we're not doing it. Well, again, you know, there has to be a checks and balances, there has to be a process. But from what I understand, and this according to NPR, before the trial begins, top Republican and Democratic leaders will try to negotiate a resolution that establishes the ground rules for a trial, such as how long each side will get to present their arguments. That resolution would require a simple majority to pass. And then Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, I guess, is supposed to work with Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader. And then they're going to have witnesses in the Senate trial. See, my guess is what the Republicans want to do is say, okay, this is obviously BS, so let's not spend any time. Let the Democrats do whatever. Let's just say we object, vote, and be done with it, and get back to business. But which would be, kind of be a slap in the face of the Democrats that they went through all this, and the Republicans just dismiss it, and, you know. But, I'm not paying for our Senate to do this. I'm paying for our Senate to pass laws and get stuff done. You know? Because that's against what they're going to do. They're going to vote and then they're going to go on vacation. So what does the public want? Well, with this latest poll, 4,500 Americans polled, 22% said the Senate shouldn't convict him, 20% said the Senate shouldn't even hold the trial, 42% said convict and remove him, 16% say this is too soon. So they say it's basically kind of a 42-42 split. I thought you would think it would be 42-58, but I don't know where they come up with their numbers. But, you know, if this isn't a real popular thing among Americans, then, should this have even gone as far as it did? A survey conducted December 8th to 11th showed 50% of registered voters want Trump impeached and removed from office. 4% say they want the president impeached but not removed from office. 41% oppose impeachment altogether. Then a Fox News poll found 49% favor impeachment and removal. So, if people don't like Trump, they're going to want him impeached. Whether they understand what he did or not, whether they thought it was an abuse of power, people who don't like Trump think he's abusive. They think he's narcissistic. They think he fires people all the time. They think he's inept. They think he's all sorts of things. People who do like him, say, okay, well, things are a little better now. Economy's good. Unemployment's down. Right? We haven't really been attacked recently by other countries. Right? We don't really think any Americans, from what we understand, have been, with the exception of what happened in Mexico. Which we think is rogue. We think it was a rogue cartel. Usually the cartel doesn't want to mess with America. There's, I think, this unspoken relationship cartel has with the Mexican government. So tourists and Americans there, don't necessarily have to, you don't want to wake the sleeping giant. But again, we don't know because we've heard of tons of, bad things happening to Americans in Mexico or other countries. But, some people might think things are kind of good. They've been better now than they've been. Do we really want to mess this up? Very, very gutsy, Representative Jennifer Van Drew. He is a Democrat saying he is not going to vote to impeach, and he may even switch parties. And he's from New Jersey. Not exactly sure what his gain is, because New Jersey isn't necessarily a, red-leaning state, but maybe his district is very red. I don't know. But according to his chief of staff, five of the employees said his decision does not align with their values. We brought to the job when we joined office, so they are leaving. Six staff members are going to resign from office, as they think Van Drew can no longer, in good conscience, continue our service. A sixth staff officer, a staffer also leave an office. Staff members include Van Drew's legislative director, communications director, and director of constituency relations. And their departures were reported by Politico. Gutsy. An internal poll conducted for Van Drew this month and obtained by NBC News showed that just 28% of Democratic respondents said he deserved to be renominated. Nearly 60% said somebody else should be the party's nominee. So gutsy for him in a Democratic-leaning state to be able to say, I'm not going to do this. So I'm not really sure what he has to gain. But, again, nice to see somebody not just vote party line and vote, think like they need to. I think this whole thing is a waste of resources. I've, heard of other presidents doing worse and this not happening. But, again, we do have a Constitution. I am going to protect and defend our Constitution. And if this is what people believe as offensive for Constitution, let the process, play out. But he's not going anywhere. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
All right, we are back back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOS-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hate seeing this. I hate seeing headlines such as this, all right? There's a headline from Daily Mail saying Barack Obama says women are, quote, indisputably better than men. Don't say that. And if every country had a female leader, there would be, quote, significant improvement in living standards and outcomes. Apparently, Obama was speaking at a private leadership conference in Singapore, and he blamed most of the world's problems on men and old people. He admitted that while in office, he did wonder what a world run by women would look like. He adds that he is absolutely confident that the world would experience significant improvement across the board. And he said, quote, now women, I just want you to know you're not perfect, but what I can say pretty indisputably is that you are better than us men. I don't like it when people say that. I don't. I, and I'll tell you in a second. He also goes on to say, I'm absolutely confident that for 2 years, if every nation on earth was run by women, you would see a significant improvement across the board on just about everything, living standards and outcomes. Okay. Thank you, President Obama. But that statement just put us women back decades. It also, I think, put the Democratic cause back as well, because Democrats do not want to look like they are discriminatory. And you just basically said women are better than men, which is not true. Nobody's better than anybody. We really need to stop this. Try to placate to females and try to make women seem happy. When you tell us publicly that we're better than men, it's condescending. It's what's the word for it when you're patronizing? Okay, I don't need you to tell us that we are better than another subspecies. Nobody's better than anybody. Women, some women may have certain traits and characteristics and certain abilities. I mean, I think women are better at giving birth because we do it. Women are probably better at breastfeeding. Okay, we could do that. Men, many of them have more muscle mass, might have more speed, might have more height. All right, I mean, we have differences, and that's okay. But I think we really need to stop this. Girls are better than boys. And we need to elect female leaders. I'm telling you right now, okay? I'm an independent. But I don't really think Hillary Clinton would have done a better job than Donald Trump. And if I lose my PMS privileges, so be it. I mean, I you know, you vote for whoever's going to do a better job. I've worked with men and women. I've worked with some real idiot men. I've worked with some real idiot women. I've had some amazing male bosses. I've had some amazing female bosses. And I'm a girl. Am I going to say girls are better than guys? Hell no. Am I going to say guys are better than girls? No. That you just don't. It's stupid. You don't need to. You know how dumb it is when I hear somebody say, oh, Jews are good with money? That's the stupidest statement. I've seen Jews spend money stupidly. I've seen Jews, you know, budget their, you know, make a budget just like anybody else. Religion, sex, gender, race, it's ridiculous to align with who's better at what. People do, they stereotype and all that. But the big thing nowadays is to, under the guise of trying to look pro-women, you are seeing these statements that really put us back. Having to have a man stand up there saying, oh, women are better than men, come on. Okay, that makes us look bad. We don't need your help. Because when you try, you know, I like guys. I love guys. I love men. I love working with men. I don't want a gender war. And what's also kind of interesting, if the Democrats are, you know, very, progressive and open to us not having gender identity and the gender, you know, demarcations now being open, then what are they saying? Are they saying transgender men aren't as good as transgender women? What are they saying here? It's a stupid comment. And I know what he was trying to do. He was trying to placate to women. He was trying to look like he was pro-women. And everybody go, oh, he's so cool. When I hear a guy say, oh, women will do a better job, you know, I feel like it's a snow job. You know, there's been some good-looking guys I've worked with in my life. And when they say something pro-woman, you know, I know exactly what they're doing. They're trying to get the girls to go, oh, he's so handsome. No. Just don't go there. Okay? If you really want to help women and men, just say there are some things women do really well, there's some things men do really well. All right? Play to your strengths. Let's get the best team possible. Sometimes the best person for the job is a woman named Mary who has this sort of CV. Sometimes the best person for the job is a man named Bob with this resume behind him and this skill set. But please, let's get boobies out of the way. Let's get uteruses out of the way. Let's get ovaries out of the way. I mean, this is 2020. Trying to say that one gender is better than another is just fueling more anger. You know, this war on men is not stopping. And then it looks like I'm a part of this war on men. I love men. I want to work with men. I prefer sometimes to work with men. Don't take the men away from these jobs. Don't take men away from leadership positions. Allow everybody to have an opportunity to, you know, vie for a spot. Don't just have it run by one set like it used to be. But, you know, this idea that, well, you know, if you're a man, you're not going to get hired. What was that at that last week we talked about a gentleman at a bank was straight. And he was told that if you're not gay, you're not going to get the job. What is that? Trying to look pro a demographic by discriminating and biasing against another demographic hurts the demographic you're helping. I can't tell you how many African Americans out there do not want people to think that they're there because they were chosen instead of a white person because of their race. And that's what we end up doing. We're like, no, you know, we don't want to hire you because you're, you know, of a certain race or nationality or whatever. We need to be diversified. No, I mean, when I got into medical school, I wanted people to know that it's because I had damn good grades that I deserved to be there. It wasn't because they had to give a girl a spot. And you know, that's what we're doing every time we talk like this. Every time we put that narrative out there. And I can't speak for all women, and I'm not. And trust me, women don't want me to speak for them. I'm not going to. But as for me, I am not going to ever say I'm better than a guy. I think that's a very ignorant statement. I think I can do certain jobs better than some people I've seen. But that has nothing to do with gender. You could be a girl or a guy. I'm pretty good at certain things I do. And then I suck at other things I do. 1-877-DOT-LA.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves.
The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.